All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comic Corner. We are doing The Invisibles again. So let's go ahead and get started. Philadelphia, September 1992. Honey, nice, they've crucified a toad. Poor little bastard. It's Sathugua's totem. They want us to know they're using the hand in conjunction with the formula of the Voltigeurs to open the fracture onto Universe B. We have to stop this. Yeah, right. Let's try the crypt. I still think we should have called the others, John. This whole thing's giving me the shits. There's no time for the others to get here. We'll have to tackle this on our own. Christ, I'll be a lot happier if we can just find something to shoot. Smell that dampness? It's like being... Oh, Christ. Christ all bloody mighty. They've done it. Look. 23. Things fall apart. My God, it's magnificent. That's not really the first word that springs into my mind, John. It is dead, isn't it? That one is. Honey, there may be more. I just think they're... I think they're just vehicles. They build them from Earthplane matter to allow themselves some kind of physical presence here. That one obviously couldn't take the pressure. What's that smell? Sugary drip. What's going on down here? I can feel something. Golden and rotten. Let's just see. No, wait. Don't open it. Sticky sweet. Honey. I already told you, didn't I? You can't sew my finger on because he ate it. Orlando ate your finger, Jack? Ew. What gets into these guys? Anyway, it's not your whole finger. It's only the tip. Hold still. This is going to sting a little. Only the tip? Oh, so it's all right for him to just eat the tip and leave the rest? That's... Ugh, ow! Another dress completely ruined. Life is cruel, Fanny. That's what I call trouble. This shouldn't be too difficult. Orlando arrived well over an hour ago, and he's had time enough to soften up the targets. There's been no movement, so we can safely assume that he's still there and has disabled King Mob and the other Invisibles operatives. Orlando? Jesus, that's that weird guy with a funny-looking face. We shouldn't have to work with people like that. Quiet there. Now, softened up or not, I don't want to take any chances with these bastards. Just remember what they did to our lads in Soho. Think about Corporal Brewster lying there, blind, trying to hold his guts in place of what was left with what was left of his hands. Think about that. Right. Let's get in there and pay back some karma. I've been thinking about who could have given the enemy our time travel codes and the location of the windmill, and something just occurred to me. You were brought into our team to replace a man called John of Dreams, Jack. Well, that was his code name anyway. Yeah, and I wonder what happened to him. Did they cut his fucking dick and eat that? Did they cut off his fucking dick and eat that? I'm nobody's fucking replacement. We were in Philadelphia tracking down a stolen artifact, something called the Hand of Glory. We found a prototype community, people who'd changed. We saw it. They'd opened a fracture. Sorry, I was a gibbering idiot for a month. John of Dreams was, well... They took him through the fracture. We thought he was dead. Maybe he didn't die. Maybe he went over to the other side. Maybe he's one of theirs now. That's impossible. Not John. If it's not John, then who is it? One of us? I don't give a fuck about any of this shite. You better start looking for another replacement because I'm getting out of here right now. Wherever you go, Jack. You're right about trouble. There's a Myrmidon unit closing in on the windmill. 8 or 9 soldiers, maybe 10. It's hard to tell. What I said. Myrmidons. Shit. Looks like you're not going to get very far, Jack. Yeah, that's what you think. I'm getting out of this. I've got nothing to do with you. And stop calling me Jack, right? My name's Dane. I'm not fucking Jack Frost. The words strategic withdrawal are beginning to hold a special magic for me. Fanny's right. Let's all get out of here. They're getting close. We don't have much time. This is a terrible place to get pinned down. A bloody windmill. We can't stay here. If we can get down to the cars, we might have a better chance of getting out of this. I've got my gun. I reckon I can take out a few of... Shit! Where is it? Where's my gun? Jack had it. He tried to shoot Orlando. Jack, where did you... Shit! He's gone. He's gone. I don't believe this. Get after him. I'm on it. I think we've waited here just a little bit too long now. Yeah, remember that bit in the producers? Boy, when things go wrong. Shit. Anticipation. They're getting ready. They're eager for this. Right, there's no gun, so we'll have to improvise and even up the odds a little bit. What else have we got in there? There's got to be something we can use to... He's taken your car, KM. And I saw movement out in the trees. My car? Christ, the little wanker. Why did he have to steal my car? There's a bomb in my car. If the soldiers don't get him, he's got about 4 minutes to live. What? The bloody car's booby-trapped. If I don't enter the combination before I start the engine, the whole thing's wired to blow up. It's a security measure. This is it. They're coming out of the trees. They're heading this way. Okay. We can't worry about Jack right now. We have to think about getting ourselves out of this alive. The only thing I've got that even resembles a weapon is my lighter and some fuel. Maybe we should all light up cigarettes and try to give the soldiers lung cancer. What about Orlando's knife and his pruning shears? Brilliant. Who needs sophisticated modern weaponry when you've got good sturdy gardening tools? Anybody got any other brilliant ideas? Whatever we do, we better do it fast. They're moving in. Shite. I don't think he's going to slow down. It's one of them. Get ready for him. He's accelerating. Shite. Oh, shite. Look out. Take him down. Go, go, go. Yes, got the bastard. Doors open. Let's do this nice and easy, lads. Orlando? I hate this Orlando fella. You can't be expected to trust a nutcase like that. Is that you, Orlando? We're here to clean up. You know the drill. One of them got away. The boy. He won't get far. It's not like you to let one go, is it? You haven't killed King Mob, have you? We've got orders to take him back. He's not dead. None of them are. I hope not, otherwise the brass will have my bloody guts for garters. Which guts? These here? Oh, sir, Jesus Christ, I told you he's fucking mad. You can't... Chow! No! Four down. Okay, smoke, lots of it. Let's go. Careful, we know how tricky these buggers can be. He may still be dangerous, so don't get complacent. What's complacent mean, sir? Shite! Ugh! Ask a grown-up, Holroyd. Ha 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 ha. Oh, fuck. Fuck it. Not another inch, matey. Stay right where you are. Let's see you with those hands in the air. I haven't done nothing. Christ, look at it. He must be 5 feet nothing. Stupid little prick. The Invisibles must be fucking desperate. That's all I can say. Lovely car, though, eh? What a waste of a lovely... Wow. Fucking hell. What's happened in there? The place is on fire. Is that the sergeant? Sir, sir, is that you? Get away. They shot me. It's gas. They've got gas. Clear the area. Get away, for God's sake. Gas, Christ, we haven't got any protection for... Never mind that. Get him out of there. Come on. You're right, sir, I've got you. No. I've got you. No hard feelings, lads. Law of the jungle. My legs. Ah, fuck. My fucking legs. Jesus, what's happening? What's happening? Is it gas? What do we do now? What are we supposed to do? What the fuck's going on? And shit, open fire! Open fire before... Earth! Nice try, son. The big adventure's over. On your feet. You're well and truly fucked. Yeah? Fuck you. I actually think we're gonna get away with this. Feel that adrenaline. Lights up ahead. Watch it. It's... Yeah! Drive! Hit the accelerator! Ah! Life just gets cheaper and cheaper. Anybody hurt back there? I'm fine. Somebody get my shades in the bag. Up ahead, there! Stop the car! Are you sure you're willing to take the risk? Tonight's risk-taking average has been pretty good so far, and we still have to know whether or not Jack's still alive. Okay, but this is madness, KM. Madness got us this far, Robin. Let's see how much further it can take us. Jesus, what a mess. Maybe I overdid it with the explosives. Look at this poor bastard. That's what he gets for sunbathing without an ozone layer. Join the army and see the cemetery. You want to give it a rest with a gallows humor, KM? I smell human flesh cooking. It makes me gag, okay? This is horrible, and jokes don't make it any better. Too bad about your car, huh? I'll get another. Come on, let's see if we can find any sign of Jack. Chop, chop! What are we looking for, darling? A little lump of smoldering charcoal that says fuck every 5 minutes? No, he got away. I know he did. He's got too much dumb luck to die like this. I think you're right. That way. The river. Here, he got out of the car. This is more than luck. The kid's got a charmed life so far, but he's on the run now. He's on his own. And if we don't find the little bastard soon, they will. I need to call Mr. Six. Ugh. Ugh. Ah. 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 Next, A Season of Ghouls. Oh no, shit no. Don't do this, Danny, I'm scared. Please, it's me, don't hurt me. No! Shh. All that noise hurts our ears. You hear so much when you're dead. Beetles tickling in the dirt, paint cracking, roots twisting. You'll see, it'll feel good. Oh no, Danny, no, it's me, it's me. I know who it is, I've been missing you, can't you tell? It's cold where I've been. Kiss me, bitch, give me some of that heat. Tell me you love me. Come on. Kiss me. Whoa, it's a scorpion. Yeah. I've seen some weird and human shit in my time, Nordau, but this is way out of the fucking ballpark. This is the Twilight Zone here. This is the Twilight Zone in the Outer Limits, Christ Almighty. We've got a 17-year-old girl here raped and mutilated, and we're talking a whole new dictionary definition of the word mutilated. We're talking, oh man. Shit, look at this thing. The blade snapped off inside her, Nordau. Try thinking about that one for a minute. Think about that for 1 minute. Now give me the bad news. The main assailant was the girl's brother, sir. And? Let me hear somebody else saying this shit one time, man. And yeah, all three boys have an established time of death at least 30 hours before the girl died. Looks like they OD'd on this weird new crack that's going around. So, they were already dead when they did this. Funny, sounds just as crazy coming from you, Nordau. What the fuck are we doing with here? Dealing with here. You're dealing with a relative, sir. Your turn. Me, I got a date with a bottle of tequila. Oblivion. That's all I want. Oblivion. It's easy to see why people have such confidence in the police. Jesus. Medium of holy spirits of the waters below and beneath all worlds, the holy spirits of the dead and the seas, les morts, les mysteries, les marasa, I am here to serve you. Oh light, there is no darkness. Oh light, we are in the presence of endless light. It is I, La Marche, Water Woman, Mambo Priestess of Snakes. La Marche calls you, Papa Gwe. Oh wow, that's voodoo. Guede Nimbo, behind the cross, Guede before Baron, Guede today I am troubled, Gedevi call Guede I am troubled, cease to sweep, sprinkle, ho. I'm not going to chant those. Sorry. I do not want Baron Samedi right now. I am troubled, Baron Samedi. In the name... Oh, the name of Simi, the Snake of the River. I call you Papa... Well, you know. Velgar Khan. Guadalupe is a handsome fellow. He's all dressed up in black, going to the palace. Are you there, Papa? Yeah. I'm here, little sister. I'm always here. Season of Ghouls. See, I live very close to a certain area where voodoo is highly practiced. So, yeah, I don't really want to, you know, fuck with the voodooing right now. At least while I'm reading comics, because, you know, just stuff I don't need at the moment. You've come a long way to see me. What's up? It's my grandchildren, Papa. Somebody put a killing hurt on them. The boy, Daniel, murdered his own sister. It's happening too regular. Somebody out there has laid a bad conjure on the whole neighborhood and our children are dying. I want it stopped. I want vengeance. Find the boy's soul. I think I know who's doing this, but it's white men. But I can't get near them. There's a spider web gets in my way and I can't get no further. Spider. Rock. Scorpion. Whoa, you don't want to go messing around with the insect, Loa, little sister. Let me see what I can do. And in return, you can cook up a big feast for me. You know how hungry I get. I will, Papa Guede. Thank you. Bless you. Thank you. It's conclusive, sir. They identified the boy's semen on the girl's body. He may have been dead, but his goddamn dick was dancing the funky chicken. This is too weird. If they want somebody to catch ghosts, they can give my badge to Scooby-Doo. So why are we here? What is this place? I told you once already, Nordahl. This is Unitol Pharmaceuticals, and we're following a lead, okay? Not that crazy old voodoo woman? Did she call again? You gotta be putting me on. Tell me you're not gonna start believing all this shit on the streets about zombies and spirits and shit. Shut the fuck up, Nordahl. We got nothing else to go on here. Psychics have been right before. These Creole people got traditions. The goddamn Shriners got traditions, but we don't listen to... I hope you're all set for tonight, Pearson. Yes, sir, I'm looking forward to it. It's a big honor. Ooh, excuse me. Mr. Dollimore? Chicago PD. Can we have a minute? A minute? Well, that'll cost you at least $1,000. All we're saying is, how come when so many brothers want to get radical, they inevitably turn Muslim? I don't want this brother Malcolm or nobody here, but that's monotheistic bullshit's a tool of the oppressor, you know what I'm saying? You can't win with that shit. We go way back for our shit, man. We go right to the original African religion, back to the place of real black power. From the magical record of Jim Crow, 1500 hours entered cybernosis, meditating on my own image on the TV screen. Strong sweet incense of the tomb, beatbox banging out the Rada rhythms. Root doctors are the first voodoo rap act, and we're saying to all the brothers and sisters, get yourself connected to the source. Separated myself from the man on the TV, left my earthly self with him, my human soul safe on the video loop, lit a black candle. No. Felt him coming through the force of bones, the bitter gardens where mysteries bloom and grow in the marrow soil. Red heat of his flesh, shadow power of his bones, lit a red candle. Entering the endless time, the graveyard hour, cold flesh of the temple of zombies. Sexual rush in the spine, igniting the power points of the ghost ladder, climbing towards my brain, spine turning to black rock. I'm not me. I've left me talking on TV. I'm not me, but I'm more me. The divine horseman mounts me and rides me into the ghost land. I'm his reflection in the world. We're the same thing. Papa Guede, Jim Crow, here in the cobweb country, in the season of the ghouls in the October meadows. Here on the other side. Relatives. Right? That's right, little Ouija bird. We're going walking in the ancestors' neighborhood. We're going to call on the family. All we need for this shit's a door. Let's see what happens if we take hold of the edge of this puddle here and just peel. That's it. Right? Little hole, little hole. Little hole, big hole, big hole, big hole. And then it says, key, 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 key. I'm sorry, but you have no right to be here. You may not have realized this, but I'm a very important man, a very busy man, and I don't understand why you're blocking my way and asking me questions about some dead drug addicts. Have you any idea who I am? Yes, I do, sir, but we have information which suggests that some of your people may have seen something, all we're asking is a little of your time. I told you, Lieutenant Peebles, you can't afford my time. Talk to the doorman. Hold on just a minute. I don't think you understand who we are. Take your hand off me. I don't care who you think you are, Peebles. As far as I'm concerned, you're just one more piece of uppity... Yeah. Can't say that word, unfortunately, even though it's part of the thing. Like, N-word trash. I mean, sorry, can't say that. All it takes is a long phone call from me and you're back with the bums on the street, clear? Good day, gentlemen, son of a bitch. Did you hear what he called me? I'll kill him. I swear to God, if I ever get the chance, I'll kill that bastard. Ah, forget it, Phil. He's just one more rich asshole can't shit on us anytime he likes. Come on, let's go walk with a zombie. Down the skeleton stairway into the hot birthplace of dreams, into the mother world. There, in a sky that's constantly changing from sunset to rainy gray and dawnlight, from midnight stars to thunderstorms, floats one aspect of Ville-aux-Champs, the city of the sun. In the shadow of Ville-aux-Champs, a second city grows and dies without rest. Brief ulcerated towers rise up with terrible faces at the windows. Spans of bridges appear overhead, then crumble and rot. The shadow passes, and the city falls. All that remains are its droppings. Old photographs, sheet music, dusty library books, food for carrion angels. First law of the universe, everybody hungry. Now, I conjure up my magic mirror, draw it up from my gut, breathing it out like a silver river till it's streaming from every orifice. Molten imagination, the bricks and mortar of the universe, endlessly morphing, infinitely pliable, liquid-looking glass, the door to everywhere. La Mira Fantastique. Shit, look at my ass in the mirror, Papagoide. Papagoide, am I getting older or am I getting younger? This is the kind of mysterious shit I like best. I can just taste the universe running down the back of my throat. Finer than wine. They ought to bottle this shit. It's the real thing. Ki-ki-ki-ki-ki. And I picture them. Baron Zaragwin, his consort, Mr. Arani, their son, T. Zaragwin, and the daughter, Mr. A. Tol. Oh, yeah. Like court cards in a tarot of the insects, cards opening endlessly like flowers. And I go in, below the waves, to the place called Web in the Corner, where my family live. Well now, Pearson, here you are. You finally made it into what we like to think of as the inner circle. And you know why you made it? It's because I see you. I see in you a man who's willing to do anything to get to the top. Anything at all. I won't deny I'm ambitious, Mr. Dollimore, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't do just anything. I've got my wife and kid to think about. Is this going to be some kind of stag thing tonight? Your wife won't say a thing. I gave her to Stevens there over 6 months ago. Surely you've noticed all that weird submissive shit she's been doing at bed. I'll let you watch the videos sometime. Everybody else has seen them. What do you think this is, Pearson? What? It's crack cocaine. We manufacture it. I know you're shocked. I guess you were expecting a golf club membership, a new company card, the usual perks of the job. This is different. There are powers in the universe, and if you do things for them, they can show you things. They can show you things you wouldn't believe. You see, this crack is special. Our scientists, using some very special information derived from those outside sources, found a way to design the crystal so that they would resonate at a given frequency. They also engineered the drug to be neurotoxic at normal doses. Most users die during their first hit. Their bodies are left vacant. The cracked crystals then become receivers just waiting for a signal. And all we have to do is transmit. We use these machines to synchronize the electrical activity of our brains. It's simple. Like a kind of psychic radio broadcast. While the crack remains in those bodies, we can control them with our minds. We can make them do anything we've ever dreamed of doing. We can rape and murder, and nobody will ever know it was us. Yes, sir. always did make the best slaves. It's good to see them back where they belong, eh, Pearson? Holy shit. Time to slip into something a little more comfortable, gentlemen. Let's party. I love you, he loves, she loves. What does that make? L'amour. I find myself in the heart of an erotic lattice where larvae milk, the spinal fluids of dreamers caught in the subtle glues of the mesh. Hey, you can take your greedy eyes off my ass. Using the Zozo pointing bone gun takes a lot of energy out of me. Outside, fleets of good UFOs and bad UFOs clash in slow motion. Normally, it's advisable not to do anything that might attract the attention of a parasitical bad UFO, but right now, my belly's rumbling. I have to use my Ojas radiation to attract a good UFO. I need nourishment now. It descends, lets down an umbilical, and I drink its blood fuel. Like the placenta in the womb, the original Christ who dies so we can all live. Yeah, that we all can live, it sacrifices itself to feed me. Good eating. The journey's almost over now. I'm in sight of the Scorpion Palace. The caverns are restless with the sound of toiling segmented bodies, the music of thousand little footsteps, spirit of the southern doorway. It's not wise to approach the insect Loa in anything less than the most horrific of forms. I assume my were-spider body, jaws snapping and clacking, web boiling in my belly. And I clatter to the whispering stairs. And go inside. Ultra-dimensional Moorish Arabian spaces and motifs, patterns in constant kaleidoscope motion, the souls of dead crackheads imprisoned in vampire seed pods, endlessly drowning in their own sweet spirit nectars. Poisons and acids bubble in pools, heat flashes and the stink of burning ants, wide under glass, formic acid, egg chambers, faceted eyes. He's coming, I can feel him. I can feel the wind and the billion shadows he casts. Who crosses my threshold? Zaragwin. Okay, now this is interesting because this kind of reminds me of something we saw in Spawn. Remember Spawn Volume 2? Very similar things going on. Who comes here uninvited? Baron Zaragwin. Shit! It's okay, little crow, don't fret. Now I'm going to take these souls you got here, and I'm going to take them back home where they ought to be. This shit don't belong to you, Baron. They were given to me. I'm preparing a feast for my family, for all the little ones who burrow and sting, and when we are done, the rind and pulp of these souls will undergo metamorphosis. Well, well, I'm surprised at you, trading with bad white men, cousin. Your family's going to grow lean if you set these poor boys on their table. It's not like you to be tricked into the bad end of a bargain. Tricked? I was offered service and respect. In return, I gave knowledge of zombie making. Am I to be accountable for how the power is used by men in this world? This shit's a bad deal, any way you look at it. I can't believe you got taken in. When it comes to good deals, you ought to listen to your cousin Guede. You're not Guede. Part of you is the human man Guede rides, Jim Crow the Invisible. I know you well enough. See this one here? One of your people. Tell him the time has come for him to pay for the gifts we gave him. Nothing for nothing. I'll tell him if I see him. Now what about a deal? I'll take these boys home, and in return I'll fetch you something strong and powerful for your supper. So come on now, what do you say, Zaragwin? How does it feel, Pearson? Are you ready to pay a visit to an old woman with a big mouth? It's, oh God, cold, flesh, dead, no heartbeat, no blood flowing. This is awful. It's like, I feel like I'm gonna come. You will, Pearson. You will. Papa Guede, oh, nope, not doing that. She's summoning him, of course. Can you smell it? That's spirit food. Eating it will give us strength. We'll hold the old woman down, and you can do to her what you'd like to do to your wife, Pearson. Sir, I... Do it, Pearson. There's no one to stop you, or... Who's touching Guede's meat and drink? Who's there? Bring out your dead. Shit, oh Jesus, what is it? It's on fire. I can see the bones through its skin. It... No, I didn't have... Sorry about the window, little sister. That's okay. Here, I got something for you. Take care of these children and see they get safely on their way. That's beautiful, glowing like candles. Well, look at these little sparks. That's a white man's light. Let's see if you're right about who's been laying tricks on your children. Hey, Ouija board. Get your feathery ass after those men. Tell me where they're hiding. Follow. Crack! And when he comes back, when we know just who we're dealing with, I want you to call the police, little sister, and tell them where to go. I'll be waiting for them. I enjoy cake. What happened? Oh, God, what happened? That thing, it was one of the Loa. It must have been... Oh, Jesus, the scorpion said we wouldn't be in danger. Dead, they're all... Arrgh, I was burning. I felt myself burning. You think this is bad? Soon you're going to be looking back on this as the golden age for your ass. What's that? Who is it? Who's there? Don't you know? I'm Papa Guede. I'm Baron Cimetti, Baron Picant, and Baron Cimetere. I am death, and your ass is mine. No! Another voodoo tip-off. This is crazy. We're going to be handing out parking tickets tomorrow. Hey! Hey, you can't go through there. It's a private party. Shut the fuck up. We're the police. Jesus, what's that noise? Stay out here till I say, Nordau. Cover me. You can't just go barging in there on the say of some crazy old bitch. Crazy my ass. I knew there was something going on with that Dollimore bastard. Shit, nothing's ever gonna surprise me. Holy shit. Look here. Look. How do you like my minstrels? Playing their little hearts out. Out come the hearts into my bag and onto the banquet table of my cousin Zaragwin, straight out of Camp Town. Help me. Oh, God, help me. They're eating me. Scorpions eating me. I'm sorry. And you know what scared him most of all? He finally saw death, and death was a black motherfucker. Bon appetit, Lieutenant. Kill me. In God's name, kill me. I can't stand the pain. They're eating. The reason why I said black instead of the N-word there is because that's really what they were referring to. The white man was scared that when he saw death, it was a black man. But since he is definitely racist, when he saw the black man, it was like a shock. He was like, oh man, the guy that's here to take my soul has the same color of the skin of the person that I I guess, discriminating or treating differently. It's, or looking down upon, I guess you could say. Like, looking down, you know, because racists, like, they look at themselves as, like, above everybody else. I don't know. Can't stand the pain. They're eating. Kill me. Sir. What's going on in there, sir? What are we supposed to do? Mr. Dollimore's a busy man, Nordahl. You're right. You can't just go barging in on a more important man like an important man like that. We can always come back later. Well, don't just stand there. You heard me, Nordahl. Come on, let's go eat. I never ask about the meat. The carcasses look vaguely recognizable, and I suppose they could be anything. But I never ask. Questions aren't asked here. It's important to know one's place. 3 times a day, every day, I push the trolley to that room. No one else would do it. I've been here 6 years now. 6 years, and I still feel the hairs rise on the back of my neck when I open those doors. In the ultraviolet light, it looks like the ghost of a room. The key is a prism. The prism is a key. I'm not sure which. They taught me how to angle it properly. There are 5 distinct hand movements. The specific combination of refracted light causes 5 ripple points to appear, and from what I can make out, the resulting interference pattern unlocks the mirror. I don't really understand the technology. I always think of the films of Cocteau. It's very beautiful at first to watch the glass surface begin to shimmer and pulse like a beaded veil, like a rain falling. And then the sound starts ugly, a veil being ripped by rough hands. And beauty becomes the beast. Royal monsters. The smell is appalling, and there's noise from beyond the mirror door. A relentless antiphonic clashing and roaring. I imagine agonized women giving birth to dreadful machines. Choirs singing in hell might sound that way. I don't dare consider what its world must be like, the world on the reverse of the mirror. No, I do dare. I sometimes wonder what would be waiting if I stepped through like Alice. It always does the same thing, hunching over the carcass and expressing some kind of frothing, corrosive foam which softens and partially dissolves the meat. As I said, I'm the only one who dares come in here. Everyone else is afraid. I know the difference between fear and awe. It looked at me again today. Something passed between us, an understanding of sorts, an acknowledgement. I'm beginning to think it likes me. Last night at my birthday party, when I blew out the candles on that hideous cake, I made a wish, Tarkin. Do you know what I wished for? I wished that one day I would soon find myself in a quiet basement room, far from anywhere, with an open razor in one hand, a blowtorch in the other, and King Mob tied to a chair in front of me. Harmony House destroyed, dozens of our people killed, and now it's this latest debacle with Orlando, and they got to the McGowan creature before we did. Bastards! But you said they were gnats, Sir Miles. I distinctly remember you saying they were like gnats trying to bite an elephant. Stop reminding me of things I once said, Tarkin. My God, the invisibles don't matter. After this weekend, after the coronation that is to come, the world will be a very different place. No world for gnats, eh? Relaxation, that's the thing, Tarkin. There's nothing like a weekend in the country to boost one's spirits. Thank God for the poor, that's what I say. Hunting these creatures in the city has its own special frisson, but for me, nothing beats riding with hounds. Right out. Right out you get. Come on. Look lively. Gosh, what shabby specimens. It's heartbreaking to see such neglect and deprivation. I am looking forward to doing my bit in helping reduce the country's unemployment figures just a little. Legends concerning the monster of Glamis are legion. Our Lord Strathmore, his heir and the factor are said to know the secret. Towels have been hung out of every known window to try to discover the secret room where, according to some, the vampire monster born periodically to the Strathmores is kept alive in utter isolation. Whatever the truth, the 15th Earl, great-grandfather of Queen Elizabeth II, is reputed to have said, if you knew the nature of the secret, you would go down on your knees and thank God it was not yours. Those who have come nearest to solving the mystery, such as workmen who discovered a bricked-up door during alterations, have reputedly been paid large sums to emigrate. In his ghost book, Lord Halifax has fascinating details of how some rooms Iron of how in some rooms iron rings fastened to the stones were covered by coal stores, which the servants were ordered to keep full. Also of the dreams of an archbishop's wife about the blue room passed through a locked door seen by the Dean of Brechin and Provost of Perth, and other figures seen by a housemaid in the oak room. More recently, it has been reported that Lady Elphinstone, sister of the Queen Mother, remembered being very frightened as a young girl of the sinister atmosphere in the rooms where Duncan is said to have been murdered. Glamis is supposed to be the center of a fairy region. From Haunted Britain by Anthony D. Hippisley Cox, Rainbird, Hutchinson, 1973, copyright. They had to have the copyrights there. I knew she was wrong from the very beginning, but what does one do? Have you any idea how difficult it is to find a suitable virgin named Diana in this day and age? She lacked fiber, Willie. The breeding just wasn't there. She's supposed to represent the mythical Diana, you see, the moon goddess, the virgin huntress. But the very concept seemed beyond her limited comprehension. Her firstborn was to have been the moon child, the incarnate shadow king of a New England, the terrible messiah of the dark millennium. A privilege for any woman, Miles. I say, what a smashing collection of guns you have here. Yes, I, perhaps you... Stop playing with that damn thing, Tarkin. It's loaded. You must excuse Tarkin, Willie. By his very existence, he makes a mockery of Darwin's evolutionary theories, but I had to employ him as a favor to his father. Anyway, all that aside, the royals are finished now. It's obvious we can't wait for the boys to grow up and breed, so we decided on an emergency course of action. And that's where the family secret comes in. I must say, I'll be glad to have it out of the old place, at least. Perhaps once it's gone, all the other poltergeist activity will stop. Have you any idea what it's like living on top of an etheric window? Where the hell is that man with the port? Ah, your port, sir? Port, I'll have some of that if I might. Would there be anything else, sir? That's fine. Just put it down over there. That's it. There's a good... Oops! Golly, it just went off. Oh, for God's sake, Tarkin! Look what you've done to the carpet. I tried to do it again today. 6 years I've been here. I've had so many chances and I still can't. Still I can't do it. What's wrong with me? 6 years. It was just after I split up with Emma. That was when Kate ran away. That last phone call. I hate you and I'm never coming back. 6 years. Talk about deep cover. The last communication I had with one of the Invisibles was 2 years ago next month. I promised I'd do it again. I'd do it then. 2 years later and I'm still here. Still here. I can hardly remember when I wasn't a servant. Perhaps I'm punishing myself for Kate. I don't know. Maybe Emma and I should have tried a little harder to get on. Perhaps when I look at the monster, I'm simply seeing another trapped and confused creature like myself. I feel sorry for it. I'm the thing on the far side of its mirror. We're both the same. God help me, but I can't fulfill my mission. I'll be here for the rest of my life. I know I will. I just cannot do it. I can't kill the monster. I feel sorry for it. I think it likes me. I can't kill it. Oh, God. He's trying to reach the road. Cunning, eh? Christ. Oh, no. No. Stop them. Stop them. Nice day for it. What? What's that you're reading, Des? Horror. I'm nearly finished. It's about a werewolf. That's about a sort of werewolf, Jeremy. It's good. It's one of those books where you don't really know who's going to win. Who needs horror in this place? Poor buggers, what are they going to do with this lot? None of my business. I know my place. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. I'm just paid to do a job of work and ask no questions. That's the way I look at it. His lordship trusts us, and we should never betray that trust. Let's face it, at least this lot are getting some good food and a place to sleep, which is more than they're used to. They should be grateful, really. It's better than dying in a shop doorway somewhere. I suppose so. Here, for God's sake, what's going on? We haven't done anything wrong. This isn't right. You've got to get us out of here. We're entitled to a phone call. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. But what's going to happen to us? This is against the law. What happened to Andy this morning? Please, I don't know. I just... Kate? Dad? Is that my dad? Oh, Kate. Oh, my God. It is you. This is impossible. Dad, what are you doing here? What is this place? They just rounded us up in the van. Is it you, Dad? What are you doing here? I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. Oh, Kate. Oh, God. What have you done to your hair? I can fix everything. I'm going to fix everything. Kate's in the batch. They intend to hunt tonight, but I'm going to get her out. By tomorrow night, we'll be free and together again. And before that, I'm going to do what I came to do. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to kill the monster. Thrilling stuff. This man, Sutton, was recruited by the Invisibles in 88. He started working here in 89. And we've only just discovered he's been working for the Invisibles? Good God, do you realize the damage he could have done if he wasn't so spineless? Well, we have been monitoring him for 4 months. Who would have thought he'd be stupid enough to start keeping a diary after all this time? He wanted us to find it. The man has a pathetically obvious martyr complex. He sees himself as a tragic hero racked by pangs of conscience. What rot! He's a coward, desperately hoping that someone will catch him and punish him for all the things he's done wrong in his miserable life. Ha! It's a lucky man who gets to live out his dream. The game's afoot, what? Look, I told you, start running. If you got any sense at all, you start running right now. Some of you might make it to the road. I'm not running anywhere. I don't believe this. I want a phone. I mean, what the hell's going on here? We've got rights. I'm not moving from... That's the family secret? This was the result of the first attempt to create a royal moonchild 200 years ago. The baby's body and brain, warped under the pressure of the ultra-dimensional emanation, was made to contain. Nevertheless, this is the rightful Earl of Strathmore and our future monarch. I'll repeat that for the hard of hearing. Run! Long live the king, and a-hunting we will go, eh? What's happening? Have they all got guns? Shut up, man! Just run! Huh? It's not me! It's not me, you... Hey! Bloody hell! Kate! Kate! What? It's okay. It's me. You're safe. It's all right. Dad, oh dad, it's killing them. It's like some kind of animal. It's killing them. It won't get you. They won't get you. Oh, Kate. Oh, love. I'm sorry it all went wrong. I thought I'd lost you forever. I'm sorry. Come on, Patch. Oof. Christ, my ankle. Ah, just about broke my... Oh. Wait a minute. Yeah! Oh, God. Never mind that. We'll cross the river there. Uh-huh. Come on, hurry. I can't. Look. It's there. What is it, Dad? It looks so strange without the frame of the mirror. Kate, please, it won't hurt me. I know it won't hurt us. It can't. I can't. It'll kill us. It won't harm me. Please. Kate, for God's sake, those men, they're the killers. Kate, please. Please, the eternal cry of the lower classes. Hear that, Dad? You're low class. What? You're not Kate, are you? This was all a trick. You set me up. You're not Kate. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Sutton. I'm afraid she is your daughter, and she's belonged to us for some time now. A pity the love you're so eager to offer her now wasn't a little more in evidence when she was a child. Hate and hurt corrode, Sutton. They made her ours long before she met us. Don't look there for help. You were only ever its servant. It's all to do with privilege. And now you're center stage, Sutton. It's your big scene, Tarkin. Righto, Sir Miles. Boo! What's this? Is this a joke? Now here's what I want you to do, Sutton. I want you to betray the Invisibles. I want the names of your contacts in the organization. I want you to understand that when we torture them and break them, they will know you are to blame. I want you working for us from now on. Otherwise, we blow your darling daughter's brains out. Quickly, Mr. Sutton. All right. I'll tell you everything I know. I thought you would. It must be love. Kill her, Tarkin! No! Oh, wow. No! You didn't! There's nothing you can tell us that we don't already know, Sutton. I just wanted to show you how pathetic you are, you and your kind. We will destroy everything you have ever cared about, and then we will annihilate you. A starring role in your own personal tragedy, eh? Say thank you, Sir Miles. I'm sorry about this, Jeremy, but you know the score. No hard feelings, eh? No, I just wanted to know what happened in the end. What? Your book, how did it all turn out? What, oh that? The goodies won as usual. That's good. I'm actually not scared, Des. I'm not. See? I think it likes me. The end. Try to remember. Right, it's your turn, Bobby. I'm dying. Oh, fuck. It's only a game. What do you want to be killed by? Knife, grenade, or rifle? Make it a rifle. Right, go. Yeah, da. Best man fall. Christ. Ugh. Oh no. Oh mommy, daddy. Oh fuck. Look at it. Look at it all going. It's all going without me. I'm dying. Oh fuck. Whoa, look at that one. That was a smasher, eh? See the Roman candle, Bobby? It's like a wee volcano, eh? Dad. Dad. Gonna set off another rocket, Dad. I want a rocket. Dad, right. Hold your horses, Bobby. Let's see what we've got here. Light up the sky with standard fireworks. Here's a big beauty. This one will go right into orbit, eh? Yes. Ah, look at what you've done now, Bobby. You've lost your balloon, you daft wee bugger. It's not lost. I'm letting it play with the fireworks. Bobby, put that down. Here's your big brother coming. What are yous doing? Nothing. We're just looking for dud fireworks, Stewie. There's some doublers. You can have them, but you're not getting my good ones. I don't want them. We got tons. Come here and stand at the wall for a minute. What for? What is it? Just stand there in a bit. Don't look. Ready? Huh! Ah! Yeah! I'll get you a cup of tea, Miss Murray. You're all I've got left, Stewie. If you go, there's nobody. Christ, what did you have to go and crash your fucking car for? Tell me you're not going to die, Stewie. Come on, I know we've not really got on very well, but you're still my brother, you know? I'm trying to tell you I love you. You can pull through. Ugh. Stewie, what is it, Stewie? What are you trying to say, big man? I always hated you. Nurse? Happy birthday, dear Bobby. Happy birthday to... He's lovely, isn't he? Bobby, look. Look at what your Auntie Alice has brought you. Mom, can I get a present as well? Shush, Stewie. Look at that, Bobby, eh? What are you going to call it? Wah! Edda says to call it booty. Kah! Did you hear that? He said something. My God, Alice, did you hear that? Don't be daft. It's just your imagination, Ida. He's only a year old. I mind when your mother was just a wee lassie. We were all sitting in the Anderson shelter with the bombs falling, and she would sing that song, Ain't She Sweet? She was lovely, your mammy. It's a terrible thing, the cancer. Yeah, your dad's taking it awful bad. Thank God Stuart's still looking after him, hey? Well, at least it wasn't raining. Ina hated the rain. What happened to your face, Audrey, love? It's a terrible bruise. Oh, I fell on the stairs. It's these high heels. Your mommy would have been so proud of you, son. You're a hero. Aye, right. London, what are you going to do in London? You'll be back here in a week. No, I don't think so, Stewie. Hey, don't forget your teddy bear, Bobby. Keep you warm in bed at night. I don't think I'll be needing a teddy bear. Come on, look at his wee face. This could be the best offer you'll ever get, Bobby. You should... Ah! I'll send you a postcard, Stewie. You're a shiftless bastard, that's what you are. Staggering in here drunk every night. Look at the state of you. Oh, so a man's not entitled to a wee drink now? Is that it, you ugly-looking bitch? One more word out of you and I'll take my hand off your stupid-looking face. Try it. Just fucking try it and I'll put this knife through you, you bastard of hell. It's all right, Booty. I'll be all right. I won't let anybody hurt you. Don't be scared. Ain't she sweet? See her walking down the street. Higher, Mum, higher. Bobby, look. Whoa, I'm gonna get you. If it wasn't for those kids in there, I'd be right out that bloody door. Aye, why don't you? Don't worry, Booty, I'll never let anything bad happen to you. I love you, Booty. Ugh. Ugh. Can you feel it? Christ, that's amazing. It's kicking. It's amazing. It's ours. I think you're right. Wait till you see the difference in this country now a woman's in. Well, she's strong, isn't she? She knows what she wants. It's what we've been needing. Strong leadership. 20 Marlboro, mate. They're giving you a medal, Bobby. I'd rather they give me a drink, love. Come on, Jess. Come on, love. Open wide. Here comes the aeroplane. I'm afraid it's bad news, Mr. Murray. Your daughter's been born with cerebral palsy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. What? That's my love. Come on, darling. That's it. Eat up, my love. It's just a mask, Bobby. It's all right. See? It's just a daft old mask. We're on the march with Maggie's army. So what do you reckon, Archie? Think we'll actually see any fighting? We're on the road to Argentine. No chance. The Argies are going to take one look at us and run like fuck. Nobody's going to take on the British Army, mate. Nobody in their right mind. This'll be over in a day. And what about you, Bobby? What are you going to be when you grow up? A spaceman, Miss Pullet. Jesus Christ. You're all right, man. Everything's all right. We've got you. Hold on. Cheerio, Brandy. You are a good wee dog. Cheerio, son. Christ, that's a right weird place, Archie. What is it they're getting up to in there? Did you see all those wee guys just sitting like zombies? Are they brainwashing them or something? Is that not against the law? Ask no questions, Bobby. That's what I say. It's good money. Anyway, would you rather see these little bastards out there mugging old women and causing trouble? I suppose. It just gave me the creeps. They're desperate for ex-soldiers like us. These private security firms are the wave of the future. All the big businesses are hiring their own security. The pay's good, and we're answerable to nobody but the man with a checkbook. Right enough. It's a cushy number, and we do need the money, what with Jess and everything. Good man. So how's Audrey? I haven't seen her for a while. Fine. She's fine. You've been a good mate, Archie. I really appreciate you getting me this job. I do. They're playing our song again. When are they going to get someone to fix that alarm? That's 5 times it's gone off tonight. Did you see that Baywatch last night? What a woman, eh? Dream on, Archie. How about giving us one of your biscuits then, eh? I'm starving. What's that you've got there? An IOU one cheese sandwich? Nothing. Just a note from the wife. It's... Everybody, up! We got a break-in. Somebody's been killed. Killed. What? In here? Shit. Come on. Shut up and move it. Come on. Sorry about this morning. Bobby, love you, Odd. Christ almighty, this is supposed to be my lunch break. I hope I'm getting overtime for this. There! He's in there. We've got the bastard if he's... I didn't want this life. You think I fucking wanted this life? Look at this place. Look at this fucking shit. You! How did it all end up like this? I didn't want this. Look at you. You're fat. Look at us. Stop hitting me. Stop hitting me, you bastard. What did you say your name was? Audrey. It's Audrey. What's yours then? Ah, oh Christ. Oh Jesus Christ. I don't like to be like this. I'm not a bad man. I'm sorry, Jess. I'm sorry, Audrey. I'm so sorry. What am I gonna do? That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm not scared of you. I'm not. Shit. Ah! Fuck Christ, he shot me. My balls, my fucking balls. Get a doctor for fuck's sake. Somebody get a doctor. Ah! When I was playing, my dad would always say I had to come in when it got dark or the hairy trombone would get me. The hairy trombone lived in the coal cellar. It was the scariest thing in the world. The hairy trombone? Sounds a bit disgusting. Any chips left? Here, you can have the last one. I used to be really scared of that door. It was blue and all the paint was kind of peeling off. I remember one night when I was about nine, I decided to go out and fight it. I knew I had to. So what happened then? I did it. I opened the door and I saw the scariest thing in the world. It was just a gas mask. An old gas mask hanging up on a nail above the coal. And stupid would scare you when you're wee. What's your most frightening thing? I don't know. I'm scared of dying and stuff like that, I suppose. Just the same as everybody else. Getting old, being lonely. Do you ever wonder how you'll die? No, I'm gonna live forever. Look at that. Isn't that brilliant? I wish we were up there. I'm telling you, Audrey, this is the best holiday I've ever had. I know. Me too. I was just thinking. You look beautiful. Will you let me marry you? Anytime. I can't see. What's he done to my face? Is it bad? Fuck, this isn't happening. I'm dying. Oh, fuck, I think I'm... Yes, it is happening. That was quite good, Bobby. What do you mean, quite good? That was dead realistic. That was like a war film. I bet I could be an actor. Right, it's Finley's turn. It's only a game. Okay, do you want a knife, a grenade, or a rifle? Try to remember. Wow, pretty strong. This is a story that reinvented comics and in the process taught a generation how to reinvent reality. The Invisibles is a masterwork. Douglas Rushkoff. The world is not what it seems. Behind the curtain of everyday existence, a vast and unholy conspiracy is at work twisting and deforming reality to pave the way for colonization by hideous extra-dimensional powers. Facing this onslaught is a laughably small resistance movement scattered across space and time, a handful of subversives known as the Invisibles. The Silent Guerrilla War has raged for millennia, shaping the very fabric of the universe, but now the countdown to the final battle has begun, and soon everyone will have to make their choice, crushing, soul-rending conformity or radical anarchic freedom. Which side are you on? This includes Invisibles Volume 1 to 12. There is the team.